Today on Bold Steps, Mark Job continues a biblical lesson on marriage.
You see, the same way, ladies, that you need love, nurturing, a husband that's going to watch out for you and really connect with you, in that same way, men feel like they need a woman that really admires and respects them.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Pastor Mark Job. Mark is president of Moody Bible Institute and also senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. And I'm Wayne Shepherd. Last week, we began a new series on the essential topic of marriage, a series Mark titled Before and After I Do. And in today's message, we're zeroing in on a few key principles that men and women need to know in order to build our marriages up to the healthy and joyful standard that God intends. Mark has been explaining the importance of men showing their wives just how much they are loved, offering their wives the same sacrificial love that Jesus offers His church. And we're picking up with more practical pointers for Christian husbands as we begin today's segment of the message titled Fighting Forward. To get us started, here's Pastor Mark Job.
When you speak highly of her in front of others, and don't look at other women and aren't critical of her in front of the children, what you're saying is, this is my wife and I love her enough to respect her in that love. Your wife would fall off her seat next time when you're a bunch of family members and friends around and you actually say good things about her in front of others. And you actually affirm her and treat her with some respect. She would feel like, yeah, that's my man. He's sticking up for me and he values me. There's something compelling and powerful about that. And one other thing in these areas, guys, listen. Never disrespect your wife in front of your children. Don't do it. And you're ready to call names. You need to close the door, go outside, do something, get away from your children if you need to have a intense argument or fight. Because what you're teaching your children when you as a man disrespect your wife is you're teaching your boys to disrespect women. And you're teaching your girls to tolerate disrespect from a man. And lastly, men, and some of you are like, come on, Pastor, you spend most of the time dealing with us. When are you going to get to the women? All right. And lastly, men, here we go. She will feel esteemed when you speak highly of her in front of others and open the door for her and teach the children to respect her and honor her as well. That's the positive end of things. When you speak favorably in front of others. Listen, when I meet a husband and he's right there, the first thing a good husband does, introduce your wife. I've seen this happen before. A husband comes and, you know, a bunch of friends, hi, how you doing? And his wife's standing back there in the back like this, you know, just kind of like, hello, you know. A good husband is like, hey, this is my wife. The first thing, hi, how you doing? Hey, have you met my wife? This is my wife. Honey, meet this. That's a good husband. Don't let your wife standing in the back, because what you're saying to her is, honey, I am proud of you. You are part of me. I value and respect you. You're also saying you speak highly in front of others and small things like opening the door for her. I have to admit that that's one of the things I'm working on, and I go really good for seasons, and then I kind of fall out of the habit, but I kick myself, remind myself, but there's something about, you say, well, what's wrong with her? Why can't she open her own door? It's not that she can't open her own door. It's called chivalry, and what in essence it says is, I value you, and you are my woman, and I treat you with a degree of respect, and opening the door is just a gentleman thing to do. So I'm going to try to do it simply not because you can't open your own door, but because I want you to feel like a queen in my presence, because I want to take care of you. That's part of what it means to value and love. And I can guarantee you, listen to me, men. I can guarantee you when you get out of the crazy cycle and you start putting in practice some of this loving of your wife and nurturing her in ways that she understands, that suddenly you will find your wife blooming towards you in a fresh new way, desiring to show you respect and honoring you in that way, because suddenly you're breaking the crazy cycle. Ladies, do you agree with that, what I just taught just a little bit ago? All right. All right, ladies, I'm glad you like that, because now we're going to get onto you a little bit. Now, for the women. What he really needs from you is to feel respected. I'm going to read some verses here, and I brought something to prepare you for this, ladies. You know, when someone goes into a panic, they need to go. You ever seen that happen? That's just to get their oxygen. Because when I read these verses, I feel like a lot of women sort of go in hyperventilation. Because they quite don't really understand and sometimes misinterpret what this has to say. But it does talk to the women in chapter 5, verse 21. It says, it's speaking to everybody, and it says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. That word submission is a military term that means come under rank. When it says submit to one another, it's talking about the entire body of Christ working as a team and putting the need of the bigger population in front of their own need. So we're submitting to the good of the entire church and not just what we want. And then it says in verse 22, wives, submit yourself to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Now I know that some women, as soon as they hear that, they cringe. You start to bristle a little bit. The hairs in the back of your neck start going up a little bit, in part because it's the only verse that some men know out of the Bible. And some of your unsaved husbands are out there and say, I don't know much of the Bible, but doesn't the Bible say, woman, you submit, I'm the head? They may never come to church, but it's the only verse in the Bible they ever know. Now, I want to redefine what that means. Let me tell you what it does mean and what it doesn't mean. What it does mean is that God has placed as the leader of the household, leader of the marriage, as the person that should be taking initiative for the well-being of the church, of his family, the protection of his household, the provision of his household, God has placed the man to say, lead, man. Step up to your role and lead. Take initiative with finances. Take initiative in protecting your family. Take initiative in your marriage. Take initiative over your children. You need to be a man that takes initiative in the leadership of your household. Now I want to say this, if you truly understand what that means to be at the head of the household, you really view, it really falls on your shoulder like a heavy responsibility. Being the head of the household is not sitting in your armchair there bossing the house around. Being the head of the household means I take leadership over the household. And I'm accountable before God as to how this household is led. Wives, let me tell you this. The Bible talks about respect, and respect and submit goes hand in hand. In essence, what God is saying of you is that what your husband really, really needs from you, and when he doesn't get this from you, it really affects him. When he doesn't receive this from you, it really withers his soul. It really affects his ability to move forward. What your husband really needs from you, he needs to know that you value him as a leader. He needs to feel like his leadership attempts and initiatives are supported, that you stand behind him, that you're his greatest fan, that you're his greatest supporter. He needs to feel like he's not fighting you every step that he takes, but that you believe in his leadership as a man over the household, that you believe God has empowered him, gifted him, called him to lead this household, and that you are fully supporting, backing, respecting, honoring, clapping behind him, saying, yes, you can do it. That's what he really needs. You know how many husbands I talk to, they may be big and gruff and strong on the outside, but when I talk to them, they say, I feel like my wife battles me on everything. I feel like every decision I make, she's critical of. I feel like I'm dragging her, not leading her. I feel like she doesn't really believe in me. I feel like I have to convince her. I feel like I want to go forward, but she's like, I'm not going to follow you. I feel like it's an argument. Everything that we do is an argument. And I see some men with a lot of potential, with God-given initiative, wither up and become passive, oftentimes because they have to drag a woman behind them in every step they take because they need a supporter, someone that says, I respect you. You see, the same way, ladies, that you need love, nurturing, a husband that's going to watch out for you and really connect with you, in that same way, men feel like they need a woman that really admires and respects them. The same way. He may act like he doesn't need your approval, but you know what? I'm going to tell you, and I can tell you this from personal experience. The fact that I've had a woman that has been my greatest fan, greatest supporter. There's times when I've really doubted myself, but my wife has said, you can do it. I know you have a call on your life. Before I ever pastored this church, my wife said, you're going to be a pastor. You're going to be a great pastor. You can lead. I know you can. I'm going to tell you, that does something to my soul, something to my spirit. You see, the world can be against you. Things can be falling apart. But if you have a woman in your corner that loves you, believes in you, and respects you, you say, come on, world, come at me because my wife is with me. There's something about that, something compelling about that.
You're listening to the Bible teaching of Mark Jobe on Bold Steps. Mark will continue with more practical principles for us to apply in just a moment. First, we want to remind you that we always love hearing from our listeners and what this program means to you, just like this letter we got from a listener in Ohio. Shawnee says, Dr. Jobe, thank you for the outstanding, anointing documentary about the formation of the Bible. In your sermon, Can I Really Trust the Bible? I've been a Christian for 59 years, and I've never heard such a format presented as you gave in approximately 10 minutes. I was so excited, I went to your site and started taking notes to share with my friends as well. Thank you for your ministry, and may God bless you in your ministry as well. Well, thank you, Shauna, for sharing that with us. We really do appreciate hearing from our listeners. And if you have a story or testimony you'd like to share with Mark and the Bold Steps team, feel free to reach out to us anytime through our website, boldstepsradio.org. Well, now let's get back into today's message with Mark. It's titled, Fighting Forward.
And the Bible talks about it this way, and there's a lot of words that Scripture says about this, but over and over, what the Bible says to women is, women, respect him. Let them know that you're with him. And in the same way that I shared some tips about what it means to honor and love your wives, let me share a couple tips, ladies, what it means to really support your husband in his leadership. And Dr. Emerson came up with an acronym called CHAIRS to remember what this means for women. Number one, it means the C stands for conquest. Appreciate his desire to work and to achieve. Sometimes your husband wants to work, wants to achieve, wants to do stuff, and you can belittle it. You can say he's obsessed with his job. You can say he puts too much time into it. Instead, find positive ways to affirm his desire to lead and to achieve. Hierarchy. Appreciate his desires to protect and to provide. Most men have an innate desire to want to protect and to provide. And so instead of complaining about him being too controlling, affirm the fact that you love that he wants to protect you and watch over you. Authority. Appreciate his desire to serve and to lead. There's something about when your husband takes initiative. Instead of saying, well, it's about time you do this, you never do this, and I'm glad, you know, why not saying, hey, it really makes me feel great when you lead like that. The next time your husband takes initiative, for example, to lead in prayer, instead of saying, it's about time you pray, you never pray, I wish you would pray more, and you know, we really need prayer, you know, don't complain about what he hasn't done. How about saying, you know what, honey, I really appreciate that you took that initiative to pray. There's something about positive affirmation. Something about positive affirmation that's really important there. Relationship. Appreciate his desire for shoulder-to-shoulder friendship. He wants to have that friendship with you. He wants to have that relationship with you and appreciate his desire for that. Affirm him. That's part of respecting him. And sexuality. Appreciate his desire for sexual intimacy. Never belittle it, put it down, avoid it, or use it as a manipulation tool. Never use it that way, ladies. Part of this is not belittling it, not making him feel like, you know, there's something wrong with you because you want sexual intimacy. Like God has created him to desire that. It's part of what makes him feel close to you as well. God has created the marriage bed. May it be undefiled and may it not be a place of manipulation, a place of games that are played. Well, I'll give if you don't. I'm not going to, you know, no, may not be that way. Part of the honor and respect there is a openness, and something happens incredibly when you husbands are loving your wives in a way that they feel nurtured, close, connected emotionally. Then it creates a desire, a want, an openness for intimacy and sexual intimacy that's there as well. And so the better you treat her, the more she looks to you like, hey, I want to make love. I want this our marriage bed to be undefiled. But it's really hard to have intimacy when someone feels belittled, distant, far off. It's really hard to make that happen. So when the husband is being respected and honored and backed and encouraged, and when the wife is feeling love, then that intimacy flows naturally inside of the marriage in a regular, powerful way. It tells us in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 2, you may be married today to a husband that's not even a believer. And you say, Pastor, how can I follow and respect a husband who doesn't even follow God? Well, you know what the Bible says in 1 Peter? It says, if you are married to an unbeliever, you may win them over by your respectful behavior. You can't come and say, well, Pastor, he's not a Christian, so I don't have to listen to him. He's not a Christian. I'm more godly than he is, so he can't lead this family. The Bible says that even if he's not a believer, God has placed him in that place, and God can use him even to lead your family, and it's your respectful behavior that may win him over to God. Listen, ladies, if you doubt, and some of you have been hurt by your husbands, by their leadership, and so forth, but listen, ultimately, who you're choosing to believe in is you're choosing to believe in God. And you're saying, God, you put me in this marriage, you put this husband in this place. I'm believing God, I'm trusting you, God, that you'll lead my marriage through this man that you've placed in my life. And every day, instead of complaining about who your husband is, maybe you need to get on your knees and say, God, make him a godly man. Give him wisdom to lead our household. Engage him in our children. Lord, work in his life. Instead of cursing him, you need to start blessing him. Instead of complaining about him, you need to start saying, God, I know he's the man of God. I believe that in every believer, every believing man that's out here, there's a man of God waiting to emerge. That in every household that's being led by married men right now, I believe there's a lot of married men here that are just waiting to emerge to be the godly man that God has called. They want to be that godly man. They would not be in the house of God today if they didn't have that desire. They want to love God. They want to love you. They want to lead, but sometimes they need the conviction of the Holy Spirit and the backing of a woman of God that says, hey, honey, I believe in you. I really believe that God can use you. I believe that you can be that man of God. There's something compelling and powerful about when a man knows that he's called of God and backed by a woman that believes him, that makes him rise to the position that God has called him to. You say, Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through, and I don't. I know some of you may be in a very difficult time in your marriage right now. I know there's dysfunction and brokenness in a lot of households. But I do believe this. I believe that your marriage is worth fighting for. I really believe it is. And I'm not saying that every marriage is going to work out. It takes two to want to make it work. And sometimes someone checks out emotionally, physically. But I believe that when there's two people that have the Holy Spirit inside of them and two people willing to make their marriage work, I don't think that your marriage has to be something that you just survive. I believe that God has called your marriage to reflect the beauty of God. And when you stop saying, I'm going to wait until my husband loves me before I show him respect, and when he stops saying, I'm going to wait until my wife respects me before I love her, when you decide to get off the crazy cycle and you decide to get on the God cycle and do what God has called you to do, regardless of how your spouse may be responding, when you decide, I'm going to love her even though I feel somewhat disrespected, or I'm going to respect him even though I don't always feel loved, when you decide to get off that cycle and get on the God cycle, you never know what God can do. I know the first beneficiaries of it will be your children. As you start living a godly cycle, they're going to reap the benefits of the godliness that you start sowing into your marriage. Amen? Amen.
You're listening to Bold Steps, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Mark Job. And Mark, a lot of people are hearing today's message and feeling the pressure of knowing that sometimes we don't just measure up.
Yes, and I know that there's married couples out there right now that are feeling, I need to make my marriage better. And I want to say today is June 14th. It's a special day. It's actually my anniversary.
Is it really?
My wife Dee and I anniversary. So I want to just give a special shout out to Dee. She's an amazing woman.
Happy anniversary, both of you. We've been married
for 36 years today.
Congratulations.
And I want to say this. There have been times where we both have said, what did we get into? Mm-hmm. There's been times where I've dropped the ball. There's been times where we have been in that crazy cycle ourselves. But I have to tell you right now, honestly speaking, I love spending time with her. I love hanging out with her. I love laughing with her. But that's because we've invested. And I believe that there's some people right now that need hope for your marriage. And I'm convinced that if you start doing things God's way right now, that you could have a whole different marriage in a few years from now, but it'll take some work. And I want to pray for you on my anniversary. Mm-hmm. I want to pray for your marriage. Father, I pause right now in Jesus' name. And I pray for that husband, that wife that's listened to me right now. And they're discouraged. They feel overwhelmed. They look at their marriage and they know that there's some cycles that need to be changed. Maybe they've turned their face away from their marriage and they're looking for an out. Or maybe they're just enduring their marriage but don't have any hope that it will change. I pray in Jesus' name that you would spark a refreshing in this marriage, God. I pray that you would take numb hearts and make them feel again. I pray that you would take couples that have been full of bitterness and that they would lay down their fighting weapons and tear down those walls. I pray for forgiveness. I pray for a new sense of excitement about what this marriage could be, Father. So I pray in Jesus' name for renewal and restoration. And I ask this in the powerful name of Jesus, in whose name I pray. Amen.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Mark. Today's message is titled Fighting Forward. If you want to revisit any part of today's lesson, or you'd like to share it with a friend, be sure to visit our website at boldstepsradio.org. While you're there, you'll also be able to check out the brand new Bold Steps gift we're offering this month. It's a resource that goes hand in hand with our current series on the subject of marriage. The truth is that life is full of change. We're constantly developing new skills and acquiring new tastes. But when it comes to marriage, that change can either be for the better or for the worse. So if you're looking for a little advice on how to bulletproof the future of your marriage and build habits and goals that foster a positive change in your relationship, you'll want a copy of Gary Chapman's book, A Couple's Guide to a Growing Marriage. It's a Bible study that will walk you through the process of bringing God into the details of your marriage, offering a new level of understanding and intimacy with your spouse. And all this month, you can request your own copy of this helpful resource with a single gift of any amount to support this ministry. Just visit us online at boldstepsradio.org or call us at 844-615-7363. That's 844-615-7363. And as always, if you'd rather send your donation and request for the book in the mail, our address is Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Well, that brings us to the end of today's program. Tomorrow, we're discussing the power of sexual purity as we begin to wrap up this series called Before and After I Do. It's a crucial message you won't want to miss, and it starts Wednesday on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.